revised, is that correct? All the positives. I'm not sure who's going to. And then, they invite you to kind of. And from there we'll then get to the commission from the commission was then represented by Ms. Kenny and the army. And the Department of Justice. There are those who have not yet confirmed or neither are individuals. Our team is going to be very simple. That the petitioner we have in our school government that has been are not going to be fit to achieve the and so as a supplementary submission and the stakeholders to be involved here, the agenda, the justice, also taking the police as well. And they will go likewise, much in the first. And then if there are any additional submissions, either in a form of a document or a sort, you can be advised to provide for ourselves. And at the time when we'll be doing the examination, we'll look at every little information. You are all welcome. Thank you very much. This is the committee. Next committee on petitions and executive committee. We are just about to start with the hearing. Any apologies?
This is only one compliment. The only formal apology that I received from Honorable Macalita, Honorable Tesson, Honorable Administration of Junior.
Thank you. Thank you. From the stakeholders, any apologies?
I'm Jacob from the Ministry of
Justice. We are now going to invite the petitioner. What you need to do, you start by telling us your name, where you come from, and then to the institution the position that you are holding in the institution. I said we will start by introducing ourselves as members. My name is Abra Wansari. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm leading from the Pope of Robert.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to address
Thank you. morning, everyone. My name is Rizalda Ferguson. I'm from KHSMC. I work at Emergency Communities. I'm in the position of the Story of Life Survival Project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We took the decision in December 2014, and we were forced to discuss it last year, but unfortunately, thank you very much for making this opportunity so quickly. We appreciate that. We are requesting assistance in addressing an oppression and form of violence against women that has not been addressed yet by the Democratic Party. The issue is to present it is present in adult prostitution that oppresses women, undermines gender equality, and entrenches the patriarchy in society. Any delay in addressing this affects women and girls directly. We see this as an important issue that needs addressing. In our decision, we are calling for Parliament to set up a multi-party committee of both houses with representatives from different departments and entities because it affects numerous ministries. We talk about the obvious one, law, policing, but there was also labor issue, it's a health issue, and we talk of certain industries where the prostitution predominates, the mine, trucking industry, in the defense. And so we want this address urgency. We're doing this in terms of the constitution, which allows the public to bring petitions to Parliament and action. So this is a respect specifically to Parliament. But we are also asking the help of Parliament because the South African Law Reform Commission has been addressing this for some more than 10 years. They've written their final report and this is now in the hands of the Minister of Justice. We requested that then you're going to release that report before the end of last year. But we understand that report is greatly syndicated. Commission in its deliberation. They have done a lot of research, and the committee in Parliament has actually performed a very valuable service in getting this issue about that as soon as possible. Of course, it's important, it's a political decision, and it's important that politicians interrogate this issue. Without rushing and understanding it with public representation and hearing. So what we are asking is that in order to expedite the situation that continues to affect us, we are asking for the Parliament to take an initiative in I have a video which you could show, but I'm not sure if you did it that way. If you would like to just explain part of the problem.
Thank you very much for welcoming us. My name is Kilada Clayton. I'm with the Love of Human Trafficking and 12 years of prostitution and drug use. My 6 years of sobriety, it has been a journey just to, well, let alone remove yourself of the issue of the there's still some things that pops up in my life of going through the surviving process of trying to be part of society as a normal woman in the same age. At the age of 26, when I came out of the home of surviving Johannesburg, I just came to be at the rehab tent of the drugstore was a problem that of course I had assistance from somebody that met me at the hospital. 1 year of rehab, and then from there I had to find my own means to survive again because there's no shelters, there was no home. for my age. If there is, we still need to pay for filing in two rents. My background does come from an orphan level, which I was removed from the district 6. I grew up in the Sharp Airport, Lake Sharp, Lake End Street, Cape Town, and Eagle Beach. I was trafficked at the age of 18 by my best friend. She came from a normal life and lived a normal, she was just fine. She just really embraced the, you know, she would drive very easier throughout the street and on the street. But now I'm still going through a certain struggle of just having to find myself a job, or because all of that 26 years have been moved away, so I can start from grade 12. And it's not that I have to also have some health care, it's not that my home, I still have to adapt it in my community, that they understand that I'm no more prostitute, that I'm no more of this, because they still feel that this is the only way for all women to survive. The stigma on this is every day I get platforms to talk to young people and speak about it, and their questions are always about, wasn't there a way out? And when you are under drugs, forcibly by, owned by somebody from one hand to another, from one thing to another, no, there isn't a way out. Let alone the thought of you knowing that if you go back home, the first question they'll be asking, so your HIV status is completely high and you're going to be giving us more bed into what we have. If it's not there, that you bring shame to the community, and this is the best way anyone to take care of themselves. Today I work at Embrace Unity, trying to really speak about this issue on a deeper level as South Africans, because we have so many ways of how people introduce human trafficking, but never the way as we know in South Africa that it shouldn't be spoken about, and we can't talk about such. My sexual abuse obviously started when I was young in Kanisha, and there was something called E40. When gangsters in the streets would just catch you and rape you at the age of 9. And that alone put enough shame on top of my mom, and it wasn't a question, and she just kicked me out. And that's where I went on. And the curfew about to watch, my apologies for jumping all over the place, it is very nerve-wracking. Every time I have a place to talk, it's not a strategy talk, it's not a speech, it's just something that comes from the heart. And it's a bit irritating for us to say that. But the curfew about to watch is a clip I did about 2.5 years at Embrace Dignity, where they welcomed me and invited to ask me if I would like to exit from this kind of problem. And I was very shocked to find an organization that actually helps girls to exit from prostitution. Because people always tell you that you want to be there because you see a family in the corner, and not understanding that the substance that we're taking is because we're working for someone. We're working for someone so we can pay back their drugs, we're working for someone so they can earn money from our body. So when I did this clip, it was something that I really hope that it would help society to understand every girl you see on the street, it is not because they want to be there. It is not because it's the only way for them to get a job. It's because somebody has put them there falsely and to them, and that substance of drugs is the only thing they know. So thank you very much.
So we are really asking for the support to be pushed back to the EU so we can continue for that. We have an exit program that allows us for us to be more successful on the exit from the commission or from the strategy. So as the Zelda said, it's going to be in basically today. So when you listen to the Zelda story and hear that one was Catholic or prostituted, it's really difficult to integrate back into society. So we're really urging the Parliament or the government to look into what services are available for women who are prostitutes and Catholics. So we've done a very amazing model exit strategy for the young women, where we put this, none of the women have finished matric, and we're currently dealing with 17 women who all had babies, families, who can't be integrated back into their communities or with their family. So they deal with specific issues. We also provide psychosocial support. We have a social worker that has assisted women at home, because we want to deal with them as a holistic being. They're not only medical education or health, etc. So we have a video that is touching on it. But we really urge Parliament to look at what other support they can reach to women who are successful. Because there are women out there that want to exist, but they don't have no way to.
Thank you.
at least a few seconds to be quite
clear. Thank you so much. I am Tabitha, the representative of Masmania Dating Association, the partner with Masmania Dating Association. Well, Masmania Dating Association is a part of the organization of the MIA. We have 20 years of experience in the approach, the incentives, but also the Masmania Dating Association has had to move forward to the women have been, you know, passed from our countries to the NGOs, and women have been passed from the NGOs to other countries. And what we're doing is we relocate this discussion about prostitution and run the issue in general for the community, because prostitution is the issue that is reinforced gender equality in our society. And the function is that the fact that women have been developed a decision on constitutional issues in some of the communities that have developed. So I will just put a decision that constitutional statement and forcing the need to support this constitution. So the impact of constitution on women is a very negative impact. It's because it's a function of their body. If we're looking at the human rights issues, I will take that in transition from the democratic system to a human rights system and the Bill of Rights and the Convention of Concerned Human Rights. The Constitution is violating the rights to free health and moral rights. It violates the Constitution of social who will implement the integrating Christmas punishment because of purposes of sexual entertainment and homosexuality. And I just want to say that as an organization, our view is we have a duty to imagine a world without prostitution, and we have to imagine a world without slavery, apartheid, infanticide, and killing the Islamic nation. Ultimately, the gender nation must be reached for a support that society can want to be an experience of human intimacy and not a commodity of what it is called. And so what we have done as a organization is to present it to some of the LMW committee candidates and cases, etc. However, we have not got any response to that, so that we also want to be involved in other areas in the policy discussion so that you can see the advancement of the system.
We are seeing for this multi-party commission. We recognize prostitution is a contested issue, but we, I think all of us would be agree that the present law does solve any of the problems and just continues to address them. So the committee we want to ask to actually look into this issue with urgency and address the kind of fast-track the release of the South African Law Reform Commission that can't waste any longer or continue to be armed. I think everybody, all the NGOs agree that they can speak for themselves, that the fitness law actually is untenable and cannot continue. We want the committee to look at that. We also think our specific recommendations to that committee that we definitely
thank you very much. Honourable members, I'm not sure whether you prefer to get a question for clarity or petitioners who go to other people or you want to get all of them and to all of them. Thank you very much. Can we then invite the tender commission and start up trying to cover the table and discuss in terms of Thank you for having me. Start by indicating when you are and the person.
Non-stigmatizing term.
changes, and I think we would have to agree, and the other persons here this morning, the broad spectrum of people within the sex work industry. We heard so many already this morning of covert, trafficked, drugged, trapped, no choice, stakeholders. But we also have concepts of people who work and identify, self-identify as sex workers, and would like to be coined in terms of sex workers or not prostitutes. They would like to redefine this concept of the commercial, that it comes to commercial, consensual, consenting adult behavior. They would argue for rights to have their agency respected and a right to self-determination. That category of sex workers are clearly not to be confused with those who have been forced into prostitution. Those are the criminal acts. They should be regarded as criminal acts and treated like a state as criminal acts. We just want to eliminate this and deviate them. So moving then particularly then to embrace Unity's position and three elements that we want to speak about. First of all, in their position, Race Dignity said that there has been an inadequate state response to prostitution and sex trafficking. And we want to support that statement. We agree that there has not been enough work and response by government departments, by police, by justice, by social development, by the departments of health, to address those situations of forced prostitution and trafficking of girls and boys, women and men, and into our country and out of our country. We have legislation in place. We have our sexual offences act. We have our trafficking in persons legislation in place. But what we don't have, sir, and this is where we believe that the call for a joint committee would be useful, we do not have sufficient information on the extent of forced prostitution in South Africa. We don't have enough information on the actual numbers of sex trafficking. We don't have, we haven't had an interrogation of how the state has been responding to forced prostitution and trafficking. How effective is the state being in implementing or trafficking in persons legislation so far, in the new legislation? How effective have our police in addressing and rescuing responding to cases where women and men are forced into prostitution? We're equally concerned with embrace dignity that the South African Law Reform Investigation Project has not gone. I went to consult with the workshops in 2007. I'm about to complete my term as commissioner in 2016, and that report is still not. We are concerned the minister has not seen fit to finalize and have that report made public. As long outstanding, so we agree fully with the investigation that the need for law reform in relation to adult prostitution and sex work and child prostitution is long overdue and is having a negative impact and is perpetuating stigma and abuse. Chair and members, we equally are concerned, however, as well as the levels of human rights abuses against sex work. So that broad, when I refer to that broad spectrum of people in the sex work industry, mostly because of the fact that the Sexual Services Act criminalizes sex work, because of the criminal status accorded to them by law, because of the stigma associated with the criminal act, the treatment that sex workers are receiving at the hands of police officers, healthcare workers, social workers, and we have documented that statement. We are just this investigation that our CEO made reference to. We're investigating high systemic, systematic levels of abuse directed against sex workers by members and officials of the state. And we believe that we've all caught up with this quagmire delay in finalizing the reform relation to sex workers. And the second point, chairperson, Invest Dignity has called for an investigation. They called for a joint committee to investigate prostitution and trafficking. We support this call, Chair. In embracing Dignity's position, they outlined possible terms of reference to scope that investigation, and in our response, we could broaden that chair and keep two elements that we believe this committee could address. So in our submission and quickly the key point today, we would like, why would such a committee be useful? What work would we like this committee to do? We would like the committee to consider the source of evidence and information that details what is the extent and the situation of women and men, boys and girls, in instances of forced prostitution, and I'm using that term deliberately, not sex work, instances of forced prostitution and sex trafficking. And what are the factors that enable that? What are the factors that enable a 6 and 9-year-old child to experience sexual violence, to get hooked on drugs, to be owned by a pimp? What are the factors, the social situation, the poverty, the crime, the gender, the state, violence in our community? What are the factors that push and enable and create a vulnerability
to our men and young women that force them into a situation where they are vulnerable to be trafficked or to be coerced into forced sex work, forced prostitution. We would also, the second point, like this committee to investigate the extent to which SAS and our justice stakeholders have been implementing government legislation to respond to forced prostitution and sex work. And we would also like to have, as part of that, for investigation into allegations of abuse by SAS stakeholders themselves. Thirdly, Chair, and hearing the stories of the other has offered, we would like the committee to investigate what support measures are put in place for women, men, girls, and boys who are found in situations of forced prostitution, etc. Those who wish to exit, those who are seeking places of shelter, of safety or shelter, those who are seeking access to employment and training programs so that they can pursue other options. What support measures and programs and resources are made available by the state, and what should the state be doing? We should rely on really on the NGOs to provide that kind of support. We're not going to have to do that. We would like the allegations of youth to be fully interrogated and continue and take all the kinds of threats and others I'm sure can assist in women who are given the property. And share finally in relation to the investigation, we feel it's crucial that the great effect towards the same sex because we can't have people speak on behalf of us. Chair, we're pretty much done. The final element from the petition that we want to respond to is the clinical law reform. We both made reference to this already. Chair, in great dignity, had suggested that this committee would consider legal options in relation to the law reform. CTE is a review that this would constitute duplication. The Law Reform Commission has thoroughly investigated the legal options. Its final paper, when it's signed and report when it's made available, will have that concise summation of what the legal options are. So we don't believe that the proposed joint committee should go into an investigation into legal options around law reform. That work has been done by the Law Reform Commission. We need to address it. And I think the committee in its deliberations might want to create the space for stakeholders to engage on the options that are presented. We don't believe that that needs to be, that work needs to be done afresh by this committee. The critical point, though, Chair, is that we would endorse the call upon Parliament and this committee to exercise your oversight power and call upon the Minister of Justice to accelerate and enable law reform in relation to the prostitution aspect. Work is done, it's overdue, the minister has made commitments to release this report. We're all waiting on this report, and we would call upon Parliament to fast track the law reform in this area. And in regard to law reform, the CT has made it very clear in our submission to Parliament previously, and we've made that available to this committee. When it comes to law reform, the CT is calling for full decriminalisation of sex work. We believe the only way is to support and protect the human rights of sex workers. As Chair, we're not going to go into substance of that debate today, but I think it's worthwhile to point out that globally, the trend and the call for international agencies is to call upon states to become a sex worker. And I just want to list the latest list of those institutions that are supporting this. The United Nations AIDS, UNAIDS, the World Health Organization, the UN Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, so the Peace Committee at the UN, the UN Special Rapporteur on Health, the Global Commission on HIV and the Law, and Amnesty International. These are all agencies who have weighed up this issue of what to do around the issue of sex work, and who have called for states to decriminalize sex work so that we can lift the stigma and enable access to rights protection. Which I believe that matter will be for discussion when we're engaging with the nature of law reform. So, Chair, in summary, we agree that the inadequate response by the state to support the contribution of sex trafficking. We support a call for a parliamentary joint committee to investigate matters connected with forced prostitution trafficking, and we propose the scope for that interrogation. We support a call for urgent law reform. We invite this committee to bring pressure to bear today upon the Department of Justice to release the report. Whereupon the CTE itself can conclude our investigation. We have the complaint before us. We intend convening a public hearing and bringing stakeholders such as that to account
promoted one to a career in substitution. That was the political group. So there are those different elements, and there are the religious communities who come in that this can be allowed to happen. The constitution, which is allowed to all this is in that respect. There is a risk of justice. Before I would come to this point, it's important that I get all the other people that are involved so that they can discuss understand their own role and how they are affected and what to make it. And our submission went on to the JCPS, but they can't really do the task. Not only do they come to but also submitted for other factors so that they also look at the response, see how it affects social movement, see how it affects the economy, see how it affects the health system, see how it affects all the economic sector so that everybody has improved by the time it's set before coming. And the list has already a response from the various ministries on how to respond. If you read the report of this now, we don't say no change in the use of the other administration department. We're going to make the first, we're going to meet in the past three, for these and seven, but I'm going to respond. Unlike when it first taken through the whole integration process within government, so the cabinet and this can come up as in one. The theory point and form a contrast to the issues. The second point, it's not only the issue of the government, it's also the issue of the support mechanism the government must be committed to. And I'm aware, I'm aware that some of the NGOs in the system are really willing and are able to give support for them. But there's also an onerous task on the part of the government for other which are going to require to look at the whole and around the world before we do this. And I think we must allow the Minister of Health in the country to look whether some of the recommendations are there. But still, you can tell them about them immediately or should we convert other mechanisms to address. So it raises high attention issues across all the different countries. And we are saying, raising the cost at the entity without having convinced how government responds to those recommendations that pertain to financial income, that pertain to the social fiber society, without having given the opportunity to respond to those issues. Basically, as the ministry, when we talk about the money that we take, but besides the point, the report and the children did announce and it's like it's only been the minister in the past week. So the previous years was kind of an invitation, a consultation, an engagement, and then law commission not the so until the month here. The minister that gave the report had a headwind of prison. And we read the report and write the minister on it. And we had a whole group of people that mentioned that minister will wish to obtain use of 8% so that we are able to make a comprehensive submission to come. So that even by the time when the idea that when the report gets to this department, there should be already on the type of problem, also in response to this issue. But like, currently, we don't want to initiate the course of this process. We must find solutions to what has come from. And the local government could not have seen, we don't give you a mechanic or some recommendations on how you are going to take it forward. We can't just issue this. Here there is where there is one promotion. Many people ask, but you don't really ask us. How are we going to do the issue? They must build the center. The military gave me the other. That's why I don't know.
Now is your opportunity to engage in the report,
not forgetting our principal matter, today we will be with the just to let you start and we can keep everything at our own time when we are in the next any scientific question? It would seem not so have been satisfied. I'm sure you're not answering any of those.
I just want to
you have? No, it's time for members. Time for members. Is anything that after the deliberation you realize that members could not get it and you can talk to the second. But for now it's for members to ask the team that's the form of panel. Honorable members, you are ready to practice, so get whatever you want.
Mr. Chair, I think this is always very an emotive issue, and I think especially being a woman, I think a lot of us are aware of what's happening out there, but we want to have a good job. The question that I have in terms of the great dignity, and in terms of the request is the following: that we set up a multi-party committee of both houses to investigate the situation of women and men, and the fact that the women is an art factor that provides the support and factors that support them and facilitate them. My question is, if we do this, what will be the result and outcome of being a victim? What will we actually achieve in doing this?
I think you can note them so that we get more than one case for one hour. Is it the only one? Thank you very much. I'm going to have
you.
I'm sure you are in there in this debate. For now, let's get what is in them as a direct relay from the team. We can find our problem. If there's anything wrong, the panel that you need to get, this part is about us separating and having a peace with their peace. That's not the issue. Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything we can do in further engagement. We are just going to be required. Regarding the people that have also had some of the challenges and that is our thinking. Much of the hearing is quite different. But my feeling is, why can we refer the matter to the relevant committee? Where if ever there are challenges in terms of execution, then we can be in a position to take all the speaking and the need for us to entertain the matter before the like each other, the committee, that that would be focused on all the we are here in the church of the Lord, and we have the most related to that, why are this committee over in terms of the land of this place as a whole? It might be shepherd and I'm not right, like the one by the church, as much as we engage on the particular already issues that are open before us, are relevantly issues that we always need us to say, we support the traditional method of community, what is the support of the community, you know, all of that shit, and I'm being relevant to the particular level. And we have our effective community taking initiation in terms of performance on this particular level. As you can imagine, where you are taking the traditional energy from the team, most things and the respondents, you look at the family, the only, the capital card became the justice department. So community relevant also. And also to keep having them in terms of saying, why have so I'm just saying, I have some attempt if you're going to do, I can cut the letter and let you go. That is my position. I can call you. There has to be like, I don't have a presentation. Then we say, then it's a way to talk to you. Thank you.
I'm not going to talk.
Now did,
to be less, I mean, to be precise,
have a gallery of contributions. Are you looking at all these things and what is that in the mind as you are preparing for the holistic approach, what you are doing with this kind of I would want to know from the embracing image significant terms as to what makes them to believe that what is missing is not a joint committee of parliament. Are you saying if a committee of parliament constituted in the manner we have been constituted of the Maoist party as guided by the rules of parliament, would it not be sufficient for that committee to deal with the matter that are raised? Can you tell the parliament what is that? How far have you gone in terms of pretending to the oversight committee that is forever calling you and the monitoring paid by the justice that wants to give you accountable to the justice? So that's the Ministry of Women. What is the problem and what time? I'm sure you understood that police are not questions here, for simple reason of what we expect us to say. You are a provincial competency, you are a bridge to implicate national office lines on the land. For that matter,
I think, just responding to your question, which is
that
you
pick what is relevant to you as a member
of the family. The first question was with the outcome of the committee. We have, as a very strict, no knowledge of what is in the report, and no knowledge as to what the proposals are that we made. It is recommended that a committee is going to be recommended that this would really be a pure design for the committee. The purpose of such a committee would be to open public space, to facilitate public contributions, and allow experts in the field who have not been consulted to make valuable contributions to the work that they have already done. On research done about what, for example, on private commercial law. So that would be the difference. And I think that's the second question that's raised, which is what is the relevance of a proposition and when progress is actually being made. And the general public and civil society are getting no feedback from the Guatemalan transmission on its progress, other than CFA and rumors and quality of the We have not been getting any indication from timelines. The purpose of the decision is to exercise the rights of South African citizens in terms of the Constitution and to use the channels available to it to put pressure and to make sure that the spotlight is put on very important public issues that are taking place at the moment. So that that is treated as priority. All of the society doesn't have to wait until the issue is addressed. When very gross human rights violations are taking place on a daily basis.
I would like to ask this question, the first question is with Imani. I'm just asking what is the state that is happening now on this issue is shown on TV. As a survivor, not just for humans, I think, but in years of prosecution here, you also under somebody and you stop them to repent. And for me, the consent part is not really well researched, if we're going to say a 21-year-old woman is sat in the corner and she's putting herself to threat whatever. And I'm speaking this from a personal view, because if that research was done with her being under no drugs and she is okay with consent that I am a sex worker and nobody is telling me what, how much she's sat in the corner, that is understandable to use the term sex work. But if you still go to that work, so they go and ask her, are you on this corner because by choice or by yourself, then you still find it no answer from her because of, you know, somebody standing at the window and saying this. So Mama, at this particular point, that is what's happening. And girls, the younger, they are asked for from pimps, and more and more girls are being working from different countries to different provinces. And myself personally, as a survivor, I do that in my own spare time to find out what's happening with different girls, and having social media being such an easy way now for those to be taken from one province to another and find themselves in a brothel or in a brothel that's been called a backpacker. So there's that also now that happens. So I'm really shocked when I went out to India, the Commission of the Gender Equality saying there's a research discussion saying that he's going at this. And then the second question will be what happens to those that come out? It's a struggle for us as survivors, because let alone getting your identity back in your name that was given to you by your parents, you don't, because you've still been identified as that prostitute that was seen in Durban or that was seen. And when I say it's a struggle, there are still some porn movies of myself that I came across in the sex exposure took place last year. And we were working with one of the organizations and I came across that. And I was just thinking of myself that this whole year I've been making a noise and saying that prostitution and human trafficking is an issue, and here I still have to still being shown about myself. So basically, society is still not going to take me seriously that made it through. So further on, that is still the struggle of survivors getting back to just their identity to be.
Thank you, sir. And I'd like to respond to one of the sisters directly, and I think this is on the question around the purpose of clergy, what the story of the leverage to not be the rules of purposes that are the question of how we can engage in how we can have we develop a total power of advice in the foundation of advice and the research and investigation and intended discussion and review before Parliament. How the important thing is to do is to portray the attention of women in the future and we know we report to justice. So that is how we face this problem, that's not very responsibility. We table and put in that it is included in that portfolio committee. Thank you to the leaders and for the reforms and agreeing what our views are and our choice. We also engage on a quarterly basis with our portfolio committee and the performance plan, and we report on a quarterly basis and share before that committee on a quarterly basis. And in that quarterly basis,
we were put on programs with our recreation interviews with students within the challenges and experience in getting into the primary school from the Department of Justice. And further, in our how fellows are managing to engage with the education, we went using the deputy minister, we are engaging with staff stakeholders, and we finally managed to get responses from the National Level from SET in Wisconsin Recreation. So we've been using our powers to implement on our mandate, sharing with issues of full funding within our portfolio committee, and then our use of the game to get the education. So I believe that the full knowledge of the matter, we hope that that is good training, stakeholders in the portfolio committee and their exercise of their work. Chairperson, I want you to come in on this, the issue of the purpose of the committee that was raised. I don't think we want to do the next process. When the Minister of Justice makes the final report public, and when it is put forward, when the matter of law is in, and the necessary amendments to the Sexual Offences Act are made public, they will be put before the Portfolio Committee on Justice. And that Portfolio Committee will call in any interested stakeholder who wants to weigh in the matter of the legal option and the law reform process. So I agree that what is in this case, we don't want to duplicate the work that will be done by the committee of this body. So current Portfolio Committee on Justice will engage with a substantial debate on what should the law reform process around constitutional sections. But I believe when we supported the call by embrace dignity for a multi-stakeholder community, it's far broader than what the substance of the reform and the legal option look like. We believe there is a need for Parliament and the different components of justice, health, social service, education system to come in and interpret through the multi-stakeholder community how has the safety and community of the world who have existed in the world in terms of education, in terms of social development, in terms of our belief stakeholders within our community. So to what extent are these stakeholders implementing our public communication and education? We know we have illegal brothels operating that are forcing young women, that have entrapped them, that are forcing them to see more clients than they'd like to see. And are willing to join them. So, Chair, we believe that that committee will be a session to interrogate.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'm glad to let the finish a law commission for that one session to specifically contact into other countries. And I think that's the part that is the most important. And I take the point that the current institution is not, but I think we must know that not only government is the government and the government, that many measures that are taking place and the country is at one effort, and establishing the community of the instrument and what it can be, they are very important, but not the government is in there, but the government. This is done by criminalizing the industry without having the good. You should not go to our court. Our court are not cooking with what they have now. And your people are going to line up with me, because we are just going to call the team for now.
That's not what I'm going to comment for. Any follow-up, I'm just to remind you that we are out of our own time. So I'm trying to push out that question. But it cannot be correct, especially in mutual respect. For us to sit here and discuss a matter that was not explored, also at the level of the state committee. So that's why when you say the other department has failed equally in terms of response to this particular matter, then you are equally saying all interdepartmental responsibilities have been explored. That is why I said that in mutual respect. To me, to come here and sit and agree that this matter should be covered and attained. Every platform. Whereas the same people that are sitting in this petition committee are the same people that are also been given the opportunity to deal with this matter at the level of the state committee, of which it has never happened. The commission has never even appeared before the state committee.
Thank you, Honorable. I understand and saying that you are in the system. We just want to have clarity. We will arrive at the stage, one of us, that the coordinated is our when you have the system.
My name is Lisa. I hear you saying
the police, the government, about the action. I can see that the request will be answered once the report is done. So my suggestion is to check whether they did a petition and expect that the report be released. If that will be answered, you have a lot of questions to ask. I need the petitioners to understand where you're coming from. Once the report is released, which answers will have answers to the request. So that is my point of view, Mr. Chief, that we have to get the report released first before we can go into the office.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shame, sorry.
No, no problem.
I was hit by all my nerve lights. I was doing that routine. I